Of course, I've seen her films and I always thought she was, well, fabulous. But, you know, a million, million miles from the world I live in, which is here, Notting Hill, my favorite bit of London. There's the market on weekdays and selling of fruit and vegetable, no to man. The tattoo parlor, with a guy outside who got drunk and now can't remember why he chose I Love Ken. The radical hairdressers where everyone comes out looking like the Cookie Monster, whether they want to or not. And then suddenly it's the weekend, and from break of day hundreds of stores appear out of nowhere, filling Portobello Road right up to Notting Hill Gate. And wherever you look, thousands of people are buying millions of antiques. Some genuine and some not quite so genuine. And what's great is that lots of friends have ended up in this part of London. That's Tony, for example, architect turned chef, who recently invested all the money he ever earned in a new restaurant. And so this is where I spent my days and years, in this small village in the middle of the city, in a house with a blue door that my wife and I bought together before she left me for a man who looked exactly like Harrison Ford, and where I lead a strange half-life with a lodger called Spike. And so it was just another hopeless Wednesday as I walked 1,000 yards through the market to work, never suspecting that this was the day that was gonna change my life forever. This is work, by the way, my little travel bookshop, which, sells travel books, and to be frank with you, doesn't always sell many of those.